Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. More reaction now to the testimony of fired FBI Director James Comey to the Senate Intelligence Committee today. Earlier this afternoon, Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton told WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty that he's concerned about Russia's past and future actions.
Give us your top-line reaction to all that we heard from former FBI Director James Comey today.
Well, it's frightening for our country. Clearly, this is a major threat to our national security and to our democracy, and we have to get to the bottom of it for two reasons. First, so that we can prevent Russia from ever doing this again. And as long as Republicans are more focused on protecting the president rather than protecting the country, we're not going to do that. And second, so that we can get on with all the important work that we need to do for American families that we're not able to focus on because we're so distracted by these allegations of the administration's ties to the Russians.
Point taken, but I mean, these are more than just distractions. As you just noted, James Comey today multiple times went out of his way to say, you know, quote, the Russians are coming after us. This is a very big deal. It's not a partisan deal. I mean, he said it doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or a Republican. The Russians in 2018, 2020 are going to seek to sway our elections.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal. And not only did the Russians interfere in the 2016 election, that's established fact. All the intelligence agencies unequivocally agree with that. But they're also going to try to get involved in our next election. If the Russians don't see a strong bipartisan response to this, they're just going to keep doing it. And that's a threat that Democrats and Republicans have to come together to strongly oppose.
Mm. I wonder what you make of the fact that James Comey said in his opening statement that he was honestly concerned that the president might lie about the nature of his meetings with the former FBI director. That's stronger language than we've heard any public official say about the president. What was your response to that?
Well, it's clear that the president lies all the time. It's sad but true that we've just grown used to the fact that the president has a real problem with telling the truth. And this is playing with fire when it's something as serious as a foreign government, as Russia, our greatest enemy of the last 65 years, attacking the underpinnings of our democracy. That's not a place where you can lie.
Congressman Moulton, did you hear James Comey today say anything that you believe is an impeachable offense?
You know, it's just too early to say, and I'm not a lawyer. We're going to have to pursue this and take the investigation where it leads.
Mm. What are the next steps that you'd like to see?
Well, we've got to pursue this fully, and I will continue my calls for an independent bipartisan commission, because the Senate Intelligence Committees will have much of their investigation classified. The American people may never hear the results of that. The investigation by the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, is still controlled by the Trump administration. And so those are both important components of this, the ongoing House and Senate investigations and the special counsel. But we still need an independent commission to really understand what's going on and to make sure the American people know the truth.
Mm. Congressman Moulton, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congressman Seth Moulton speaking to WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty earlier today after James Comey's testimony on Capitol Hill.